The World Health Organization has declared South America a new epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. Cases have soared in Brazil as that country surpassed Russia with the second highest number of infections, but the U.S. still leads the world in COVID-19 infections with more than 1.6 million. Joining us now with the big picture is NPR's Jason Beaubien. Jason, let's start with Brazil, which reported more new cases yesterday than any other country, including the U.S. The country's cases have now topped 360,000, even as the president of Brazil continues to downplay the virus. Now we hear the U.S. is halting flights from Brazil. What do we know about what is happening there?
So, you know, Brazil obviously got a big population, 200 million people, but it's been a very chaotic response there. You know, they've had two health ministers who have left the post in the space of a month after disagreeing with President Bolsonaro over the handling of this crisis. One resigned, one was fired. President Bolsonaro has famously dismissed COVID as a little flu. Now they've got more cases than anyone, as you mentioned, except the United States. They've got over 22,000 deaths. So Brazil is really a problematic place because it's got these urban areas where the favelas are very densely crowded. And there are conditions in Brazil where a respiratory virus like this can really spread very easily. So, yeah, there's a lot of concern. And most concerning is the trend line in Brazil. While, you know, things are sort of plateauing in the United States, the numbers just keep going up in Brazil.
Okay, and let's go to Russia, which now has the third highest number of cases after the U.S. and Brazil. But overall, the reported death toll is low. Why is that?
Yeah, Russia seems to be on sort of a similar trajectory as the U.S. at this point, you know, with it plateauing, and they're plateauing about 10,000 cases a day. We're at about 20,000 cases a day. You know, Moscow has very much been the epicenter there, but you are getting cases all across the country. Its hospitals have really struggled to contain it. Among reported deaths, there's been a lot of healthcare workers, which is always a bad sign, both about sort of infection control and the overall management of the outbreak. Mm-hmm. But yeah, President Putin has touted their death rate as being far lower than in many other places. Most countries you're seeing around a 1% death rate. Russia, officially, it was 0.1%, you know, far lower than everybody else. The Financial Times did some digging on that last week, and they found that all the other deaths are up, but just not for COVID in Russia. Mm-hmm. And so the FT is basically saying that Russia's real coronavirus death toll is probably 70% higher than the figures that are actually getting reported by the government.
Well, interesting that you've got these two countries near the top of the list in terms of number of infections. Both have leaders that have downplayed the virus in their country, Russia and Brazil. In India, Jason, domestic air travel has resumed even as cases there surge. The country took some of the strictest measures in the world, a nationwide lockdown, more than a billion people, that started to lift earlier this month. But why are public health officials there starting to raise new concerns?
Well, so there's a lot of concern that with domestic air travel starting up again, you're going to start to see the virus move more around the country. You know, this was a very difficult lockdown to put in place, such a large country, more than a billion people, and in a country where, let's be frank, there's a lot of poor people who depend mm-hmm. on being able to get out and earn their money on a daily basis for the work they do. So the lockdown was very difficult there, but there is concern that as this country starts to increase activity, you're going to see numbers really go up because you're already seeing a rise at this point in the cases that we're seeing out of India.
Okay. Well, then bring me to something that is a piece of good news, Jason. Where are there places that are seeing positive news? Where is the curve flattening?
So, you know, you are getting, there are countries out there that are doing it, that are bringing things down to zero. You look at New Zealand, you look at Taiwan, you know, Australia just reported only 3 cases last Sunday, just, you know, yesterday. So there are countries that are getting down to this incredibly low level. And then there are countries like Italy, Spain, South Korea, France, which had big outbreaks. And now they're still dealing with, you know, a few hundred cases a day. So they should also be looked at as good news. They have really brought things down and they're moving in the right direction. But the WHO, they wrapped up a press conference and they were basically saying that, you know, the declines that you've seen do not indicate that this is sort of some natural cycle of the virus. If the virus mm-hmm. finds an opportunity, it will exploit it and it could come back.
NPR Global Health and Development Correspondent Jason Beaubien. Jason, thank you.
You're welcome.